At the United Nations, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat today welcomed President Bush's speech at the UN calling for a Palestinian state. Mr. Bush, in his first address to the UN General Assembly, said that the U.S. is working toward the day when two states, Israel and Palestine, live peacefully together. President Bush is the first U.S. president to refer to such a state as Palestine. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The State Department in the past has used the word Palestine to refer to the Mideast territory controlled by Britain before Israel was established in 1948. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, like Mr. Bush, has endorsed the concept of a Palestinian state, but calling it Palestine is politically sensitive. Speaking today on NBC's Meet the Press, Secretary of State Colin Powell said the president used the word Palestine deliberately.
To show that if one is moving forward with a vision of two states living side by side, just as Mr. Sharon has that as his vision, something that he hopes can be mutually agreed upon, it's appropriate then as we start to reach more aggressively toward that vision to call those two states what they will be, Israel and Palestine.
Yasser Arafat today addressed the UN General Assembly. Speaking through an interpreter, he acknowledged the president's words.
We welcome the positive positions taken by President George W. Bush and other leaders who have called for the establishment of the Palestinian state. We believe they constitute a significant step in the path of ending the conflict and the establishment of peace in the Middle East.
The Israeli-Palestinian conflict has been a frequent theme in this year's General Assembly debate as member states discuss how to confront terrorism. Many Muslim countries and some U.S.-European allies had hoped the U.S. would use the UN gathering as a forum to put forth some sort of new vision for resolving the conflict. There had been speculation that President Bush might meet with Arafat for the first time in New York. But National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice told CNN the president had no intentions of doing that.
He believes very strongly that when he holds a meeting, he wants to have it for some purpose, not just to hold a meeting, and he will hold a meeting, I'm sure, at an appropriate time.
The Bush administration has welcomed Prime Minister Sharon to the White House, but not Yasser Arafat, blaming him for not doing enough to curb attacks on Israelis. President Bush today took time away from world politics to pay tribute to American heroes and to the dead in the World Trade Center. At a Veterans Day breakfast at a New York City armory, he said Americans look at veterans a little differently because of September 11th.
Because Americans have seen the terrible harm that an enemy can inflict. And it has left us deeply grateful for the men and women who rise strongly in the defense of our nation.
Later, the president went to the site of the World Trade Towers for a ceremony. There were no speeches, just prayers for the dead offered by clergy, Catholic, Jewish, and Islamic.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
And there was a recitation.
Antigua and Barbuda, Argentina. Australia, Austria.
The names of more than 80 countries, all of them mourning citizens lost when the World Trade Towers collapsed 2 months ago today. Vicki O'Hara,
Belgium,
NPR News, New York.
Belize, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada,